Master Scheduling Terminology and Grid. Here we differentiate the terms Master Schedule and the Master Production Schedule, MPS. Although these terms are related, there are clear differences between them. The Master Scheduling Grid is also introduced. Master Schedule. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a master schedule as follows: a format that includes time periods, dates, the forecast, customer orders, projected available balance, available to promise, ITP, and the master production schedule, MPS. It takes into account the forecast, the production plan, and other important considerations such as backlog, availability of material, availability of capacity, and management policies and goals C. Master Production Schedule, MPS. Basic elements of the Master Scheduling Grid, as shown in Exhibit 4-44, are the forecast for production for the periods in the planning horizon. Note that the forecast listed here represents the constrained demand from the S and OP production plan, disaggregated into specific unit requirements using the item level forecast and other inputs. Customer orders. The projected available inventory balance. Beginning inventory is also shown, the MPS. Exhibit 4-44, Master Scheduling Grid. The Master Scheduling Grid usually includes information on the lot size and safety stock used in Master Scheduling. Master Production Schedule. The Master Production Schedule is the key output of Master Scheduling. It specifies how the product will be supplied to meet the future demand. The MPS takes into account the S and OP production plan, bottleneck or critical capacity limitations, production costs, resource considerations,